Jones.
How is it different from abortion?
In that it's, well, it's either fixed to the steering gear or it's in the center of the floor. And the center floor puts you into a clutch in either case where there is a shift, manual shift, in other words, it's called. It's either automatic or manual shift. So you have to have a clutch, and you know, it's not automatic. And of course, that point, it varies universal shift, and then there is another one at one time, which is somewhat like the Volkswagen now. The shift, I forgot what they call the standard and universal is what they are.
If you are driving through a residential district or a housing complex of some kind, you often will see humps in the street.
Yes.
What do you call those?
Those are slow bumps to make sure that one will retain a certain amount of certain velocity, which is in keeping with pedestrians, and to allow for someone to duck and a child across the road and at a safe speed before it can be going to complete stop.
What kinds of cars and trucks and aircraft are used by the local fire and police departments?
Well, they use various cars. They take about the big, because the fire truck is usually a big motor. And while I'm not too familiar with them, they're usually off the bids. This usually comes up on the budget. So much money can be spent each year by each department. And of course, with this new equipment coming out, they vary from one time to another. We have some very expensive equipment in the office because we've got a very efficient fire department. Of course, we control our fires very quickly. So this has given us a high rating and more is spent for that type of thing in the budget. Each department has to submit a budget, and each person, or these special truckers, vehicle people who manufacture them, usually submit a bid so that they can determine whether they can get all of the features that they want to put into it, because they have to be special built. They don't just buy an ordinary, just say, GMC truck for fire. It's rude, they don't do that. Because it has to have a pumping system within its within the confines of the body, you know, which allows for forceful water. When they connect it, they use water blood. And sometimes even when they don't even have this, they carry a certain amount of water in them, and it's pressurized. So that necessitates special equipment.
What do you call a truck that, a fire truck, that has ladders on it and that will extend to a greater height?
Well, that's what they call them, ladder trucks, if they carry ladders. Special equipment, snorkel, that's one of those. The tall beam that directs water in certain areas above a certain height, and of course, put on the latitude with me on it sometimes. Are there so many? It's been a long time.
If someone had a heart attack, what kind of small truck might be sent by the fire department?
They have what is known as a resuscitative group. And it has oxygen tanks and, for the most part, respirators and different things of that sort.